Perhaps the greatest frustration of new parents? Not temper tantrums, not diaper rash. It's wrestling with a child car seat. But a new federal law went into effect yesterday that could help, which is a great relief to Megan Hollinger of Huntingtown, Maryland. Megan Hollinger's 14-month-old son, Rommel, is tired of his mother's fumbling and fussing with the buckle on his safety seat. Megan Hollinger's fed up, too.
That's the one thing. As soon as you buy a car seat, within a week, the straps have twisted. And I just, unless you take the whole thing apart, I can't figure out how to undo it.
She's had a lot of problems with Rommel's safety seat and the one used by her 4-year-old daughter. Megan Hollinger's had to stuff blankets behind both seats to stop them from moving around so much.
It doesn't seem to matter how tight it is when I first install it. Within a day or so, it's loose again. And the children will, at least my daughter, will suddenly scream and say her car seat's tipped. And that's happened even after we've had the state police install it. So I'm really not sure how to hold it in place.
And Hollinger is not alone.
We had somebody use a couple of 2x4s that were positioned under the foot end of it to tilt the car seat back.
Carol Holzer is a child safety seat inspector in Bismarck, North Dakota. She says parents all over the country struggle with the seats and install them incorrectly 80% of the time.
The most common mistake that we find is that the car seat is installed too loosely. What we tell parents is that there should be no more than 1 inch of side-to-side movement. Sometimes the design of the car seat and the design of the vehicle are not compatible.
So, as of yesterday, all new vehicles and all new child safety seats are required to fit together in a standardized way. The new system is called Latch. It works a bit like a key fitting into a lock. Child seats will now be held in place by metal clasps tucked in the crease where the cushions meet in the back seat. Jeffrey Runge is administrator of the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. He says the Latch system is designed to make car seats both simpler and safer.
The leading cause of death in children in the United States of America is motor vehicle crash. It's not intentional violent injury. It's not disease. It's motor vehicle crash.
Jeffrey Runge says the Latch system could save as many as 50 lives and prevent 3,000 injuries each year. But he says the system will not work if parents don't use child safety seats.
It is not okay to transport your children unrestrained. It's not okay to put them in your lap. You're not showing them love by hugging them when you're driving down the road. Only when they're embraced in a child safety seat are they really protected from the most likely cause of their death and injury.
Highway Safety Administrator Jeffrey Runge. The Latch system is now standard on new cars and new child safety seats as of yesterday, which could come as a great relief to both Megan Hollinger and her son, Rommel.